Messengers are being sent, they have to undergo difficulties, they have to remind people, they have to teach people, they have to show them the ways of living, they have to show them the way of reaching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ultimate purpose of all these endeavors and actions and efforts is that they want human beings to get closer to Allah. They want to train human beings. It's a process of tarbiyah. Knowledge and delivering knowledge is not sufficient. Why? Because if that knowledge does not translate into actions and amal, and that amal does not slowly build a person's personality and this tarbiyat of him, and this tarbiyat doesn't take him closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the purpose of human life has remained incomplete and this would be counted as a failure. So this is a very, very key duty that the divine messengers have, that they are here to do our correct tarbiyah, to train us, to hold our hand and lead us on this path of spiritual elevation and perfection. And again, the verses of the Quran, وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ. So this is, it comes in the Holy Quran, that one of the duties of the Prophet is to do tazkiyah, to purify their souls, to uplift people spiritually in that practical process. And this is the ultimate goal of all human endeavors. This is what ultimately Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants the society to reach. He wants every single person to reach his perfection and get this spiritual training and tarbiyah. So this is the fourth duty that they have. The fifth and the last duty that the divine messengers have, and of course this is a duty that some divine messengers were tasked with this duty, and a detailed discussion on this would actually come in the course on imamat, because this is that socio-political dimension of nubuwwat and the divine leader. So it's a very important point to note here that in order for the society to reach perfection, in addition to the divine guides being there and giving these laws out to the people,